the prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. He said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees? But thine eat and drink, which devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And when he looked on them, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God, and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. But withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much